When you hear the word precious, who or what enters your mind? Is it a loving spouse? Is it the smile of a child? Is it a look that you receive from that special someone? When you hear the word precious, what does come to mind? The word precious is used some 77 times in the Bible. And I want this evening for us to look at and notice just four of those instances. First, there is the precious blood of Christ. 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning in verse number 17. "And if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each one's work, conduct yourself throughout the time of your stay here in fear, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish, and without spot." These three verses from 1 Peter chapter 1 identify the price of man's redemption, and they note the value of it as surpassing material wealth. One can be released from the bondage of sin, and as a result of the sacrifice that cost the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Titus chapter 2 and verse 14. That same individual is released from the bondage of sin and the powers of Satan when they choose to obey the gospel of Christ. Galatians 3, verse 27, Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Peter here reminds us that redemption does not come by such things as silver and gold. However, many in the world today allow their attention to be wrapped around such things as money. And indeed, money does talk. It talks to man. But God's ears are not attentive to money. Money will not buy our way into heaven. Every soul in this world is precious. So precious, in fact, that the worth of each individual soul is worth more than all the wealth that is in the world. Thus, it takes the precious blood of Christ to redeem us from our sins and to make a way for us to go home to heaven. There is like precious faith. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 1, we find these words: "Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the resurrection," or by the righteousness of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a supreme joy it is to go to a different town, different states, and even different countries in this world and be able to worship with men and women who are of like precious faith. Be in joint participation in that like precious faith. The phrase "like precious" comes from a Greek word which means equally precious. Thus, sharing in the same faith, your faith is precious to you, and equally my faith is precious to me. But when we join in the same faith, then we share a common, equally precious faith. Peter appears to be speaking to a predominantly Greek audience, reassuring those who obeyed the gospel that they share the same privileges that the Jews who obeyed the same gospel in the same way also enjoyed. And oh, how precious it is to share in the faith. They were equally a part of this system of faith or embodiment of the New Testament truth that you and I can today be a part of. They were on equal planes with all baptized, penitent believers. Acts chapter 6, verse 7. Acts chapter 14, verse 22. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Jude, verse 3. There is like precious faith. It is the righteousness of God that allowed equal access of the faith both for the Jews and for the Gentiles, whether they be male or female, black or white, all can share in the same precious faith. When we share together in that same faith, the one faith of the Bible, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5, we have like precious faith. 2 Peter chapter 1. Verse number 1. There are the great and precious promises. Peter speaks of these great and precious promises in 2 Peter chapter 1. This time verse number 4. But we need to read verses 2 through 4. He says, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. As His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of Him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust." When one obeys the precious faith, he becomes a recipient of those great and precious promises. He receives redemption. Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 7, "In Him, in Jesus Christ, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace." The one who obeys the precious faith receives God's help. 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 9. "The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment." The one who obeys the precious faith has peace. Philippians chapter 4 and verse number 7. "The peace of God which surpasses all understanding, which will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus." One who obeys the precious faith has hope of eternal life. 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 11. "And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life. And this life is in His Son." There are great and precious promises that God has promised to those who obey Him. There are the precious stones of heaven. John was told to write down what he saw. Revelation chapter 1 and verse number 11. Do you recall what John saw in Revelation chapter 21? In Revelation chapter 21, beginning in verse number 10, "And he carried me away in the Spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her light was like a most precious stone, like a jasper stone, clear as crystal." Look down at verse number 19. "The foundations of the wall of the city were adorned with all kinds of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedon, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardis, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, and the 11th jacinth, and the 12th amethyst." Then verse 21. "The 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each individual gate was of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass." Everything in the book of Revelation which speaks about heaven describes it as to be a city of indescribable beauty. Imagine going to the most beautiful place on earth. Where would it be? How could it be described? And when you can think of that place, the most beautiful place on this earth, and how it could be described, then imagine going to the most beautiful place in the hereafter. Brothers and sisters, dear friends, there is no comparison. There is no comparison to the greatest place on this earth and what heaven will look like when we get to behold it. There are the precious stones of heaven that await the faithful child of God. I honestly believe in speaking the truth, and when you speak the truth, you say what needs to be said, and then you hush. Putting all of these things together, here is what we have. There is the precious blood of Christ that gives access to the precious faith. If we obey, we receive the great and precious promises of God, which include the precious stones of heaven. The one who shed the precious blood that can save us, said Matthew chapter 11 and verse 15, that we should hear the word of God. Have we heard the word of God? Have we believed the word? Believe what it teaches about man's sin, about God's love for man, about God's sacrifice in sending His Son to this earth to die for our sins. Mark chapter 16, verse 16. Have we repented of those sins? Luke chapter 13, verse 3. Have we confessed the name of Christ? Matthew chapter 10, verse 32 and 33. And have we been baptized, having those sins washed away, coming in contact with the blood of Christ? John 3, verse 5. With all these things on our minds, we need to ask a very personal question. Do you want the precious promises of God? Do you want to be able to view the precious stones of heaven? And it's going to take coming to the precious faith of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and contacting the precious blood of Christ for you to receive those promises. And for you to be able to see the precious stones of heaven. God has a plan. And God wants each and every one of us to be obedient to that plan. He has provided it for us in His Word, that we might read and study of these very precious things, and that we might make a precious decision concerning them. What will be your decision? What will be your decision concerning the precious things that God has for you? Consider it well. Answer wisely as we stand and as we sing.